I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 1st. Beginning this coming Monday, Quincy Public School students will be contacted by their teachers about continuing their education online. Superintendent Rick DeCristofaro says the remote learning plan will be available to all 9,900 plus students in the school system and administered by over 850 teachers and staff. Elementary students will receive instructions designed to enhance programs that they've already studied in class. Middle and high schoolers will be challenged to learn some new curriculum. However, they will be graded on a credit or non-credit basis, similar to a pass-fail. Elementary students will not be graded. The schools are able to loan out some computers to students who may not have access to a computer. They should reach out to their school principal for more information. Governor Baker has ordered all public schools in the state to remain closed until at least May 4th. At least 50 clients from Father Bill's homeless shelter on Broad Street in Quincy will be moved to a temporary shelter at the South Shore YMCA on Coddington Street in an effort to prevent the spread of coronavirus in the city's homeless population. Officials say they want to spread out the population of homeless individuals in order to better comply with the recommended 6 feet of physical separation between people to limit the spread of COVID-19. There are about 120 clients who use Father Bill's every night, so temporary housing is being established in the field house at the Y while the Y remains closed. The city will also provide police officers at that temporary shelter, and Father Bill's personnel will be available there around the clock while the shelter is in place. There have been no reported cases of coronavirus in Quincy's homeless population. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says all Quincy first responders are being tested for coronavirus after a police officer and a firefighter recently tested positive for the virus. Testing is taking place at locations in Norwood and Shrewsbury. In addition, Koch says some city personnel may also undergo testing if they've come in contact with anyone who has tested positive. In addition, Quincy firefighters are no longer responding to every medical call unless needed. Koch says it's vital to maintain the health and safety of first responders to ensure they can respond to all emergencies. Brewster Ambulance will respond to every medical call. And Manic Community Health Center's patients will undergo coronavirus testing in a tent outside of their West Quantum Street headquarters in North Quincy. A reminder that the new extended deadline for property tax payments and applications for abatements and deferrals is June 1st in Quincy. And in addition, state and federal income taxes are now not due until July 15th. All Quincy's basketball courts remain closed in an effort to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Mayor Thomas Koch says he was forced to shut down the courts after several people were spotted playing contact games recently. Quincy playgrounds are also closed. However, parks are open. The mayor says it would be very difficult to close the beaches, but he urged people to adhere to the 6 feet physical separation guidelines in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 1st.